Droves of Seattle Seahawks fans have flown to New Jersey to watch the game in person at MetLife Stadium, but some have made the 3,000-mile trip without any intention of doing that. Reporter Christine Laskowski brings us to New York City's Seahawks bar, Carlo East, and to the fans that have made it a football home away from home.
In Manhattan's Upper East Side, on Lexington Ave just south of 85th Street, is Carlo East, home of the NY Seahawks. And while the city's hotels and restaurants have gone out of their way to draw Super Bowl goers, the Seahawks banner outside Carlo East has welcomed Seahawks fans since 2009.
I'm a founding member only in the sense that I've been here the longest. I'm Zach Trump, by the way.
Zach's from Tenino, Washington, and was one of a handful of diehard NY Seahawks who began looking for the right home in 2006. In the land of the Jets and the Giants, this wasn't easy. Having a losing team didn't help either.
One issue that I think we ran into over time was the first game or two, you'd have a huge turnout, everyone's excited for the new season, but then, so Seahawks teams didn't do so well. The crowd would really trickle off, so these groups or these bars would think you'd have this huge fan base, and suddenly it would just be 10 loyal fans sitting there, and their interest in keeping you really would wane. And we knew that was the pattern when we came here, and we admitted it up front.
After 3 years of bouncing around, Carlo East bartender Pat Shalvoy found the group on Facebook. He wanted to try something new and get a good group of people together while he was at it.
I wasn't fielding offers. I wasn't looking for all kinds of teams. To tell you the truth, I wasn't even looking that hard. It just kind of was something that popped up on my feed, and I just got thinking. It was July of 2009. And I'm like, yeah, football season's coming up. I'd already worked a football season at this bar. I've been here 6.5 years now. And I'm like, you know, please, yeah, that'd be fun. You know, that'd be cool.
Zach told me how he watched the group grow.
First, we used to have just a couple tables we'd sit at, and then it was the surrounding tables, and then it spread down the bar, and then it was the corners, and then it was standing room only, and then it was getting here early to even get standing room.
So much of Carlo East's success as a Seahawks bar has to do with the camaraderie you just can't find anywhere else. Here's Pat describing a typical conversation.
You know, you're from Pullman, you're from Yakima, you're from blah, 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 blah. You're a Coug, I'm a Coug, you know, like, you're a Husky, you know, like you should see this stuff.
Carlo East has a maximum capacity of 150, so it sometimes organizes events outside of the bar. Kelly Weber's first introduction to the NY Seahawks was at a tailgate party during a Seahawks-Giants game last December. She went with her husband, Adam.
We started researching, and we ran into like a couple of Seahawks fans, and they're like, oh, there's this bar, and they're having this huge tailgate party. And so we went, and there was this huge contingency of Seahawks fans in New York City that we had no idea about.
Now, because of the Seahawks' spectacular season, that knowledge has spread. The bar had a feature in the Seattle Times, Seahawks players have tweeted at Carlo East, and a Seagull cheerleader even stopped by the bar for a visit. And while the attention is nice, Zach's becoming concerned that things have gotten out of hand.
Our issue now is we've almost outgrown the space. It's a nice, limited little bar, very cozy, but every day we're over capacity for games. And especially with the Super Bowl now, there's no way we can even begin to host everyone.
Pat will be working from behind the bar on Super Bowl Sunday, pouring Hakakazi shots after every touchdown and cheering like a native.
I'm from East Islip, New York. It's about 50 miles east of Manhattan on Long Island, on the South Shore.
Okay, so you're a convert.
I'm converted. I'm adopted. Yeah, no doubt about it. I wouldn't even pretend to be anything else.
For Only a Game, I'm Christine Laskowski in New York.
To the Hawks.
Go Hawks!
No need to talk about it, said Seattle Seahawks running back Marshawn Lynch. He was referring to the Super Bowl, and there sort of was a need to talk about it because the setting was Media Day, a pre-Super Bowl tradition in which players are required by the NFL to cooperate. Lynch had already been fined $50,000 for not talking to the media during the regular season, though he was told he wouldn't have to pay up if he babbled minimally during the postseason, which he has been doing. Following Lynch's contention that there was no need to talk about the Super Bowl, the U.S. House of Representatives formed a committee and launched an investigation to determine if he was a communist.